أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم وما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear brothers and sisters, dear mothers and fathers, dear sons and daughters, dear teachers and students, to SOQ's Thursday Family Night programs in the holy city of Qom. MashaAllah, it is an honor and a great pleasure to have all of you beautiful people and honorable people in attendance tonight on this Thursday night in the holy city of Qom. So again, tonight, if I forgot to mention, I'd like to mention at this point, we are commemorating the beginning and the start of the imamat of the Imam of our time, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And so, of course, this puts us in a very interesting position, and that is that we are the ummah, not only of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, but we are also the followers of the Imam of our time. And so, of course, congratulations and peace and blessings upon you all upon this auspicious beginning of the final Imam, the final divinely appointed Imam that Allah has sent, whom all of humanity is waiting for in order to bring about the ultimate salvation, the peace, and the prosperity for humanity on a global level. Tonight we are very humbly commemorating the beginning of the imamat of the Imam of our time, Imam al-Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. So tonight I wanted to talk about something by the name of Sazimane-Wakalat. So this Sazimane-Wakalat is a network of representatives, and it is a network of representatives that started from the era of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. It strengthened in the time of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, and it continued through all of the Imams. This network of representatives consisted of different representatives all across the Islamic world, and they ran the political and the cultural, the social, the jurisprudential, the religious affairs of the Muslims under the guidance of the divinely appointed Imams. So you see that this Sazimane-Wakalat continued up until the time of the 11th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. Now, this was the main method and the main way in which the divinely appointed Imams were able to conduct their leadership and their guidance over the Islamic lands. So today, as we very humbly commemorate, remember, and celebrate the imamat of the 12th Imam, we really ask this Sazimane-Wakalat, this representative, this network of representatives that has been, that was in place since the fifth divinely appointed Imam, and then the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth, the tenth, and the 11th, did it automatically just disappear and stop during the era of the 12th divinely appointed Imam? Very logically and very clearly and very rationally, this Sazimane-Wakalat, this network of representatives, must have been continued in the time of the 12th divinely appointed Imam. Why would this Sazimane-Wakalat not continue? I just have two very quick points before we invite our guest speaker for tonight. And the first point is, so the occultation of the 12th Imam has now lasted well over 1,000 years. 1,000 years, if you think about that, that is an incredibly, incredibly long time. And so you wonder, why has this occultation lasted for so many years? Is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who does not want to send the 12th divinely appointed Imam? It can't be that. Is it the 12th Imam himself who does not want to reappear? It can't be that either. So there's one thing that is left in the equation, and that is the people, you and I. Perhaps we don't consciously say that we don't want the Imam to reappear, but perhaps our actions reflect this statement, that we don't want the Imam to reappear. Perhaps subconsciously we think, what is the need of the Imam to reappear? There's a very interesting story, the way that Ayatollah Mohsen Qaraati puts it, on why the 12th Imam doesn't appear. So he says that if you have a lamp on a street, so in our example, this lamp on the street is the Imam's. So a person comes and he puts one lamp on the street. One of the naughty kids on the street comes and he throws a stone at the lamp and he breaks it. And then the government comes and they put lamp number two for the guidance, a second Imam. And then the kid comes and he throws a rock and he breaks the lamp. Then the government comes, puts a third lamp, breaks it. A fourth lamp, breaks it. A fifth lamp, breaks it. A sixth lamp, breaks it. A seventh lamp, breaks it. A eighth lamp, breaks it. A ninth lamp, breaks it. A tenth lamp, breaks it. An 11th lamp, breaks it. Gives it poison, shahada, martyrdom, blood. The 12th lamp, the government says no. Enough is enough. Until that naughty boy who continues to throw stones, the Muslim Ummah, does not reform themselves, I will not bring the 12th lamp and provide that necessary guidance. So again, it is the people.